little bit. Not, I mean, I try my best to kind of just, you know, take it day by day. And it still hasn't really hit me yet. So the build-up is not, it's not where anyone would anticipate it being. Because I'm trying to say it's so relaxed and so calm. But I assume that maybe Saturday night it might just all come at once. So right now I'm just, you know, just relaxing, you know, trying not to get over-enthused.
This first couple of plays, any game, you know, what's your routine in terms of wanting to get the hit in, wanting to get settled into a game? Tell me what that's for the players.
Just going out there, and first of all, you know, you think about executing, and you know, I don't want to chase any plays, so I kind of just try to let the game come to me, and when my opportunity shows up, take advantage of it as soon as possible, and just try to ride the wave of momentum.
Well, when you guys study for 10 seasons, are they blatant? I saw one time Deshaun Johnson last year, he's on TV, and he says, watch this. He says, Carson Palmer puts his right foot back. It's a pass. He puts his left foot back. It's a handoff. It's a run. It's like, oh my God. Now, they don't come that easy,
right,
for sure. But I was talking to him about this. He says, you know, you pick up your tendencies during the film, but you also pick up tendencies as the game goes on. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you can watch film sometimes and you can see something that it may be so subtle, but it gives you your individual key, or sometimes the key as a defensive whole. And yeah, it comes. It's there. And I think all offenses have a tendency. Some of it is, of course, harder to see, and the frequency of it is so rare, but it's definitely there. And you know, throughout the course of the game, I think for me, it's just so natural. I just feel kind of what they're going to do. So it is there.
You prepped about those things, topics during the week, but actually when you get in the game, when you first come to the series, is there time to talk about it in between plays, or do you usually have to wait to talk that out after the next series, like on the sidelines?
It depends. It depends on, you know, what it is, but sometimes there is time. Like right after the play or right before a play, even to you know, alert the guys of a certain something, whatever it is. But once you get on the sideline, then you kind of key it in and detail it, fine tune it a little bit more. But yeah, there's always time.
London Hall's your honor. How should you rank in terms of
the
guys you face?
I'm not sure. You know, I haven't played against him yet. So you know, watching film and actually getting out there, it's different. So, you know, we'll see. You know what? Going into any football game, you know, it's going to be ups and downs, and that's just part of the game. You gotta weather the storms, you know, if they are, and if you have the momentum, then you just try to ride it as long as you can. But you know, going in, you know it's gonna be ups and downs. It's something that you already know going in, so you already mentally kind of prepared for it. So you know, it is what it is.
Was there any game this year that stands out in your mind where you felt like
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's happened.
But do you feel in general this team handles kind of that back and forth?
Oh yeah, I think so. That, you know, Like they said, we haven't been down more than 7 points throughout those, and so we haven't really experienced the full throttle of it. But you know, I think with the guys on the team and the resiliency we have, it wouldn't really matter. You know, guys, we're gonna come and fight for 4 quarters and ride the waves of momentum and try to get a win when the clock reads 0-0-0.
Well, you haven't fallen, like you said, behind more than 7 if it were to happen, which you don't want it to, but you're more than convinced you guys, your offense, and you guys could then hold them and come back from that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, I mean, you haven't had that opportunity yet. It's not an opportunity,
right.
that task.
Right. It's just about believing, you know, about having faith in the guys that you're around and the team that you're on. And, I mean, like, I have 100% full confidence that, given that situation, we would definitely fight and crawl back out of it. I mean, we haven't actually had the experience, but when you know what kind of guys that you're playing with, then no matter what the obstacle is, it's surmountable by, you know, from the players we have.
It's an amazing stat. It's only happened like 3 times in the history of the league, 2 or 3, and not every team that did it won the championship either, which is amazing.
Yeah, you know, that's, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, I think it says a lot about who we are as a team to never be down by more than 7 points. I mean, that's a pretty good team. And, you know, we just got to finish the season off strong and look back on it and smile.
When you guys lost back-to-back games to Detroit in New England, I know after the New England game, it seemed like everybody calmed out. Hey, if we win our last 2 games, we're out of the playoffs.
Right.
Did that help in terms of just kind of putting those losses in the rearview mirror and saying, hey, here's our big miss on life, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when we got the news that all we had to do was win out, then I think something clicked. And everybody, you know, everybody, the whole team, just, I guess it's our, you know, our animal instinct of fight or flight. So everybody turned it on, and we just started hitting on all cylinders, perfect time, and riding that wave of momentum.
So it sounds like what you're saying is once it became winner, go home, it brought out the best in this team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think whenever you put in that position, you know, most teams, it brings out the best in them. And in our individual team with the kind of talent that we have, bringing out the best of us kind of got us to the Super Bowl. So hopefully we can continue to be successful in this last game and get a win.